Okay, this is Bradford Zion Huckelson. This in the Lachos of Bradford, which disqualify people from being witnesses. So let's say many people, people who are very smart, sages, they fear God, etc., they testify to somebody, okay, and they say that this person was over Yitzurim or Shaloba Plinvoni, or that this person borrowed money from someone else. Now, so even though the person who listens to this believes in his heart that what he heard is as if he saw it, like, you know, it's him, it's like first-hand information, or the borrower told him verbally, and he says to him, what he called, money. He says, be a witness for me that this person lent me this amount of money. So the problem, so what we see from here is that the witness has to either see or know. The only testimony that works through just seeing or knowing is financial testimony. Anyone delivers testimony on the basis of what other people said, then Hariza a checker, that's a lying witness, and he violates a negative commandment. Therefore, we issue a warning to witnesses, even who testify in financial cases. In the case of Maimon Alav, how do we warn them? Maimon Alav, example, right? So we have this warning to take place from everybody. And we, basically tell them the severity of ever testifying in a false way, and the shame of testifying falsely, and embarrassment, and how this will affect you both in this world and the next world. Afterwards, we take all the other people outside, right, and we keep the witness of the greater stature inside. That's the basis of which you know this person owes money. Levi says, for example, he told me the borrower, what it called, the borrower said that I owe money, for example. He doesn't say anything. You must say in the presence, in our presence, this guy admitted, the other guy, he owes the money. And then he brings the second witness and examine him such a way. So if their testimony matches up, then the judges think about the area and then they're able to adjudicate the case. Let's say a person with hid witnesses from someone else, and he acknowledged this obligation about the case to somebody in private. Let's say witnesses come and testify that they heard him tell him, yeah, I owe you this amount of money, but I'm afraid you're going to call me to judgment tomorrow. So I'm basically hiding the witnesses. Until he acknowledges this in the presence of witnesses. Well, the person acknowledges a debt that he owes to somebody else in front of witnesses. Right? And makes it be mentioned in a very honest way. And he says, for me to so and so, Shamar Atem Adar says, you were my witnesses. Ach Amar Hayuala Adim, until he says, service witnesses for me. Ben Shamar Lova, Ben Shamar Mother, when it's the borrowed lender says this, Vishasa Kalova Dar, Vishasa Lova. The borrower is quiet, derech mamin ledvar. What it called? So in such a case where he's quiet, it's as if we're accepting his words. These are considered witnesses. Bain Sarf Lomar, we don't say in Kanam Yado that if a transaction took place, or Shamalo Lahem, where he said to them, Kisvu Lai Shtar, Sheshida Etzli Kakva, and he says, write a contract that says they owe him this amount of money. Harihim Hodad, these are all considered acknowledging debt, Ma'idin Al Piv, and therefore the witnesses can testify based on that acknowledgement. Okay, Talmud Shamalo Rabo. Let's say a teacher tells a student, Yodea Atashim Nosim the Kolmaman Olam in the Shaker Mana. He says, you know, they gave me all the money in the world that went up by. And then he says, excuse me, Mana Yishli Itzapone. And then he says, this guy owes me $5,000. Beishalav Eid Echad, Lechad, Tzarfimo. And he says, I have one witness against him. Please join him in the Tzarf if this student does such a thing. Hare a Zed Shaker, Shaker, he's considered a lying witness. Machabab Amalo, if he tells him, Bob Amun Ima Aid, right? Come and stand together with the witness. Lotoid, right? You don't have to testify. But in this in such a situation, the bar will see this, and Yifkad will be afraid, Yaladaito, and he'll think that you're two witnesses, Yodimato, and then he'll acknowledge the debt that he owes. Also, the student cannot do this, he can't stand with the witness of Baharos, and to make it appear Shu Aid is a witness. He's not had to lie. Person hires false witnesses to testify against someone else. So he's not on the hook when it comes to regular laws of normal law, but he is obligated in what he called divine punishment. So to a witness who refrains from testifying, so again, he can't be adjudicated in regular court, but he will be adjudicated by God. That ends Parak Yud Zayin, and we'll continue on Parak Yud Ches next time.